question was asked. We discussed that in order to acquire traits, we have to fake it until we make it. As the Rambam writes in Shmona Pachim, the introduction to Pirkei Avot, one behaves as though they have a certain trait, and then it becomes their trait. So this idea is not only in the Rambam, the Talmud says in numerous places, mitoch shelo lishma ban lishma. You do something and your intention is not really for the sake of heaven, and then ultimately it becomes for the sake of heaven. That the Talmud does say. But there are a bunch of other lines in Talmud. So let's take a look. Says this, let's I'm gonna find it. To find it, it's somewhere here. Give me 1 second. It says Machrivei Olam. Uno momento, por favor. One minute, I gotta find it. I'm not finding it, but it's here somewhere. Gemara says that there are those that destroy the world. Gemara says. It says, Almanat Zaylanit. If you have a widow who prays so much, so she is one of the people that destroy the world. Why is she destructive to the world? It says, Bitula. Sometimes you can have a virgin who seems so pious and she's destroying the world. Why? So the Talmud says that there are different types of faked piety that can be dangerous to the world. So faked piety can be a dangerous thing, meaning if it's faked piety, which really has behind it deceit, it says the guy sees a naked woman drowning, and he says, I can't save her. She's naked, I can't look. So the Gemara says, that's a chassid shoteh, but the Gemara says, that's someone who's destructive to the world. So, give me 1 second, where is it? Why am I not finding it? Not finding it. It's here at the end of Tractate Sota, but I don't know why I'm not finding it. I don't know why I'm not finding it. Not finding it. At any rate, the Talmud says that there are people that faked piety can be very dangerous. The Gemara also says, "Mefalsamin tachanefim," make it public when someone's a faker, because that way, when they do things that are completely improper, they won't destroy God's name, they won't desecrate Hashem's name. If a guy says he's so pious, and then he's doing improper things, that would be a desecration of Hashem's name. So, at least he shouldn't publicize himself as being so pious. Person wants to go and see a movie, he shouldn't, but at least he shouldn't walk around in a way that's going to badmouth people. Person's going to cut in line and he does it with a yarmulke on, he's doing a chilul Hashem. And obviously I'm giving gentle examples. So faith piety becomes a little bit more complex. On the one hand, we say, mitoch shelo lishma balishma. A person has to fake things, and even though he's not doing it for the right reasons, ultimately he'll get there. I'll tell you more than that. We're all fakers. The question is just how much. Meaning, Rambam writes, every person needs an incentive. You try and tell someone, learn Torah for the sake of Torah. Do mitzvahs for the sake of the Ribbon Shalom. You might not find them observing anything tomorrow. Even a rabbi. Rambam says he needs to feel like, if I keep learning, if I keep growing, then one day they'll call me Chief Justice. Come on, you're talking about someone who's supposed to be holding him pious. He's already got smicha, he's a rabbi. He's supposed to be a Talmud Chacham. He's supposed to be honest and pious and everything right. We're all human, and it's a question of balance. Meaning I'm not 100% for the sake of heaven, but am I 80%? Am I 90%? Am I 60%? Am I 30%? So on some level, we're all fakers. We might not want to tell everyone that. But on some level, everyone's a faker. Everyone's a hypocrite. It says, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochecha. The Medrash says, who on a tzar? Oh, it says like this. It says in many places. It also says there. It says that we will ultimately come to judgment day. Just like the brothers were standing facing Yosef, and suddenly Yosef says, it's me. And then they have to face their hypocrisy. They have to face up with, look at what we thought of him. Look at what he's really done. Look at what a person he is. So it says in the judgment day, the first thing their Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do to us is face us up with our own hypocrisies, our own inconsistencies. And Hashem will show us, look at yourself. And that will be the greatest shame, judgment day. So on some level, everyone has that. But the Talmud says it depends on what someone's intention is. If someone's intention is, I'll fake it, and this way I'll make it, so that's a positive thing, because we're all faking it on some level. Miyomal zikiti libi, Shlomo HaMelech says, who can say my heart's pure? I'm doing things for the right reason. I'm a tzaddik for real. Very few people can really say that. We have a level, a certain amount, and hopefully it's a high amount of understanding that something is right, and that drives us. But there's also the other side. You know what they say? You have the tzaddikim who do things, and everyone says kol hakavod to them. Then you have the tzaddikim who do it in hiding, and they're waiting for everyone to discover them and say, wow, they did it in hiding too. And that's most of us, saying we, even when we do something in private, there's that element where we will be very happy when people discover that we did it in private. So we're plagued with this lack of purity in our hearts, where we do things, but how pure are we really? And even so, it says, mitoch shelo lishma balishma. You start doing things and you do it with the wrong intention. Yeah, but ultimately it'll be for the right intention. On one condition. Talmud says, a few conditions. We said previously, if it's going to be desecration of God's name, a person's going to play it pious in one place, and then in another place he's going to do things that are inappropriate, then that's a problem, because he took the crown and he filthied it. You know, he soiled it. That's not right. But if the issue is just because he's not yet where everyone thinks he's holding, so it says the only thing a person has to be really careful of is that they shouldn't do it to put down others. It says that, Hashem says, I'd rather such a person was never born. When there are people who try to, I'm going to learn Torah and I'm going to know, and this way whenever anyone does something, I'm going to be able to tell them, you know, you should have opened that bottle and then made the blessing and then drank, right? You don't make a blessing and then open the bottle. So when a person's Torah or his aspirations to grow are so that he can correct other people and tell them what to do and tell them what they did wrong, that Hashem can't stand. That's what the Talmud says. But if it's just because I want honor and I want people to value me and I get a good feeling when everyone thinks I know something and I'm worth something, so that's fine. That's it's not perfect. It's not the level we aspire to. We aspire to a greater level. But that's part of the growth that Chazal said, mitoch shelo lishma balishma. Again, the Talmud lists many people who are destructive to the world. But those are fakers who are doing it in a way that will harm other people. When a person says, I can't look, the woman isn't modest. And because of that, she's going to, in our day and age, she's going to fall off the bus. You know, I was once by... tell you something. You think you learn something in life. I remember till today, we were playing ball, and Rabbi Zev Wein, he was an old man, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was one of the people who memorized the Shas. When they thought that the Shas would be destroyed by Hitler, there would be no Shas left, so they divided different tractates, different students in the yeshiva, had to memorize the whole tractate, Gemara, Rashi, Tosus, word by word, so that if there would be no Shas left, they could write back down that whole tractate. So he had that huge tractate called Yevamos, one of the hardest tractates in Shas, he knew by heart. The whole Talmud, whole Rashi, whole Tosus. That's the type of tremendous genius he was. And we were playing ball, teenagers, 11th grade, and he walked by, so we stopped and said, good morning or good afternoon, Rabbi, and we went on to play ball. And I remember in myself saying, I should stop and give him a hand to get up on the sidewalk. And then he said, he's an old man, he might not be comfortable if I give him a hand to get up on the sidewalk. You know, it makes him feel older. And I gave myself that out and I went on playing. And you know what? He tried lifting his foot and he missed the sidewalk and he fell on his face and lost three teeth. Boom. Fell, lost three teeth. Remember it till today. So you think you learn, right? Last week I'm on the train, an old man gets on the train and the train's about to move and I wasn't sure, should I give him a hand? Shouldn't I give him a hand? And by the time I give him a hand, he was already falling. You offer the guy a hand. What's wrong? I still haven't learned the lesson. I'm working on it. It's only been a few decades. I'm still working. Say that I'll get there one day, I hope. But coming back to when a person does these things, the Talmud says, and they're trying to con other people. I can't look. So an old lady's going to fall over on the bus. You're not going to give her a hand? So she'll fall. She'll fall. Old people fall. It's very dangerous when they fall. So we're not running to hold old lady's hands, but if she's going to fall, hold her hand. What?
Somebody in my family, she got bad chua, and her husband came with a truck and took the mother in law in the truck. And when the mother dog stepped down, he brought him and gave the hand, and she fell, and she remembered it till today.
Oh, you see? That's what I'm saying. We have, it's a tough call. But that's what the Talmud says. When the piety is false, and it's harmful to other people, that's a problem. Otherwise, on some level, we're all fakers. And we work our way up, we try to get more and more pure. What we have to ensure is that it's not harmful.
That's it.